Welcome. This is Awakening Plus, and it is January 27, 2020. Welcome one and all, whether you're live or on the recording. You're equally welcome, and your effects should be equally good. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with Astro Shaman, and tonight we're doing something a little calmer. Our other two events in January have been a little more intense. We did a shamanic awakening ceremony, and then last week Zachary Adamo was here doing his very intense Hucha clearing process. He probably wouldn't use that word, but he cleared a lot of heavy energy from a lot of people. So I thought this time we'd chill out, just do a really gentle embodied awakening process, and then all merge together as a group consciousness, and I'll be darned if it doesn't feel like we're doing that already. So yay for you early adopters. So let me do a quick check to make sure everyone can hear me. So those of you who are live, if you would please, in the chat window, just type the word yes if you can hear me, or no if you cannot. That's if you can hear me really well. Strong, clear audio. I got one yes. Anyone else care to chime in? I'd love to get at least one more yes to make sure that I'm sounding good here. So while I'm awaiting that yes, I'll tell you a bit more. This call is a cycle of, we got a bunch of yeses. Great. Thank you all so much. I am confident now that you have good audio. I would like to check that. So, relax. And let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to do tonight. This is a process we do every so often, every 2 or 3 months on average, I guess. It's called, I just have to remember that. Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness, EDGC. And this involves the four-step awakening cycle, followed by group blending. So what we'll do is we'll start with, the real start after this intro will be, I'm sitting at a shamanic mesa here, I'll light the candle, I will call the directions, I'll call in our allies, we have a lot of beautiful beings. By the way, every time I do a call-in, it's always beings only of love and light, only of high vibration and benevolent intent. So once they're all here, then we'll call the first invocation, which will be maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. And then I'll instruct you how to open and receive that really beautifully. After that's nice and full, we'll go to the next one to be one with the absolute peacefulness that you are, which is another way of saying merge with your higher self. And most people do have the experience of feeling themselves as just pure, blissful energy in that beautiful state. We'll stay there briefly, and then we'll call the higher self into the physical body for embodied awakening, also known as walking between the worlds, the marriage of heaven and earth. And this, for most people, happens very easily. You just relax, the higher self comes to you, you let it in, you become the merged consciousness that is the combination of the two. And we'll do another final invocation to kind of help make that more consistent and easy to maintain. And then we transition into group blending. And that's where we allow a part of ourselves, a part of you will stay conscious as the individual human, but another significant part of you will feel as one with this beautiful merged field of peaceful energy where all our higher selves hang out together. So it's really lovely, very gentle. Now again, if we get guidance to throw in something else, then we will. This is the plan, but I'm always open to being guided by spirit for the highest good of all. This process will take at least an hour, maybe a little longer. It's hard to know exactly how long it takes. As I'll explain as we get into it, that's up to you guys to a great degree, how fully you're present with the process. If you do have to leave, partway through, even if you're on the recording, just mentally ask to be separated from the field if you need to step away, and that way your departure will not be disruptive. It's very interesting how the energy works on these things, because everyone who participates, even on the recordings, affects everybody else. The energy of this call, like all the other Awakening Plus calls, is held in the Akashic Records beyond time and space. Even if you're to participate years after the recording date, you're still influencing everyone who's ever done it, everyone who ever will, by the quality of your attention. So we ask that you just, be fully present when you do this. Please, no multitasking, no texting or any other stuff. If you're going to do the process, please just give it your entire attention. basically just pretend you're right here in the room with me and give it the same, you know, focus, the same concentration you would if that was the case. So that is my request, and that will make your experience better, and it will certainly make the experience better for everybody. The nature of these calls is they are co-created. It isn't just me here. All of us, with whatever we bring to the party, you know, creates the field together. So it's a little bit of a responsibility and, of course, a huge privilege, too. All right, so that's probably enough intro. I'm going to invite you now to get comfortable, and that could mean sitting up, laying down, reclining. As long as you can stay alert and your body's comfortable, it's all good. So find your good position. And I have a cat entering the room, so we make a little cat noise. She's checking out the mason. She says, this is feeling charged up. I'm going to go light my candle, and we'll get rolling here. Hey, Annie. How you doing? Welcome. Sit in my lap. We'll see. Come on. Yes. Settle in. We have a co-pilot tonight. A black cat named Annie. And that's what she looks like. Yes. You just chill out, girl. We'll have a good time. Alrighty. So I invite you to close your eyes and become aware of your breathing. The nature of this process is it's pretty much passive. Your job is just to relax and let the energy move. So close your eyes, become aware of your whole physical body, and just feel it as it is. Don't try to change anything. And also see if you can feel the subtle energy, whether that's around you or inside you. See if you're aware of more than just the physical part of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all starting to feel that. So again, don't change anything. Just notice how you are. This is probably a good time to close your eyes if you haven't already done so. Just relax, let the energy be. And if you hear a little cat sound here and there, that's fine. Just let it relax you deeper into the energy. Yeah, starting to feel good already. Okay, so now we're going to relax while I call the directions and call out the allies. So your job is just to feel breath come and go. Let the breath do what it will, wherever it's easiest to feel that breath. Different people have different areas. It might be your nose, your head, throat, chest, belly, diaphragm. In fact, this one cat really wants to go out, and he'll probably yowl until he does. So I'm going to invite you to relax into your Just relax into your breath for a moment while I allow him outside, and then we'll continue. So please just relax into your breath, and I'll let this guy out and we'll get rolling. Come on, JC. He will not disturb us further tonight. So come back to your breathing. Yeah, starting to feel good. So you relax, feel breath, stay passive, and I'm going to call the directions and the allies. You may very well feel energies. The field I'm creating will not just be here for me, it will be for you as well. And if the field needs to be altered a bit to suit whatever environment you are in, it will do that. And this field will be just as real, whether you're live or on a recording. The event is recorded. The allies are always present in real time. So relax, just rest in breath, and I'm going to set our stage here.
Pachamama Mama Kiya Wirakocha Inti
that I am. I call myself to myself. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other, fourth density consciousness or higher, that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Sri Mata Amitranandamayi Devi. I call ayahuasca. Ascended ayahuasca, San Pedro, sacred mushroom, grandfather tobacco. Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. Archangels, please merge and create a beautiful energetic field and help keep the space pure. Thank you. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Durga, Devi, Lakshmi. I call the elemental allies of this property. I call Apu Asangate, Apu guardian angel, Apu dragon mountain gateway, Apu shining rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell, I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Bear, Hawk, Hummingbird, Eagle, Condor. I call the higher selves of Firewalker, Jen, Callan, Sheila, Spirit Song, Deborah, Moo, Zachary. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Alrighty, we've got a lovely container. We'll now begin with our first invocation. This is the one where we ask for maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. You're going to call this in from your own higher self, who is more than happy to send you whatever energies you ask for at any time. So all you'll have to do to receive it is relax and let it come on in. So repeat after me now if you wish, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, please, and relax again into passive breath awareness. Just let the breath do whatever it wants, relax, and just be aware of what the breath is doing. You're deliberately setting your ego to hold attention on this simple sensation. And by occupying your ego in this way, it leaves your divine open to give you exactly what you asked for, to the greatest extent that serves you. So just relax into breath. A few pointers that should help you with these invocations tonight. My recommendation is that after you've completed the invocation words, do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax. Feel the energy. Yeah, like that. The other instruction is around distractions. If you discover your attention has gone to anything other than your breathing, then I invite you to consider that distraction, just to be an uninvited guest. And just return your attention back to your breathing. And do this very gently and persistently. And the cat should calm down here in a moment. She finally got her way to my lap. Just relax into the breath. Let the distraction do what it will. Don't fight it or try to change it, which would only feed it energy and make it stronger. Instead, just relax into your breath. Relax and just keep coming back to that. That's pretty much the instructions. Just feel the breath come and go. And the reason I'm so big on passivity with these invocations is because you're delegating all this work to your higher self. But you have free will, and if you try to do it yourself through any kind of effort, your higher self will see that and will say, well, they called me to do it for them, and now they're doing it themselves. I must honor their free will, so I'm going to have to back off and let them try. but your ego can't do this a fraction as well as your higher self can do it for you. So if you find yourself efforting on any level beyond just pure breath awareness, just let that go and relax back into the breath. There are other tools and techniques where ego effort is very appropriate. This is not one of them. The invocations are all about delegating the work to the higher self and relaxing. So I invite you to relax now and let the energy move. And it's moving very nicely. Y'all are doing great. And I'm referring to those of you on the recording as well as on the live call. I'm feeling all of you beyond space and time here. So you may be noticing now your body is feeling a lot more like energy than before. In fact, typically what happens on these calls is my experience is the sort of average of what everyone's experiencing, and I'm already feeling more like energy than flesh. So y'all are doing really well. And let's find out what's the least effort needed even to feel the breath. So for a moment, would you just drop to no effort at all and just be, simply exist? So with that zero effort state, just become aware if there's any breath awareness automatically at all, without trying. If there is, then zero effort's enough, as long as there's even a shred of breath awareness automatically noticed. If there isn't, then add a tiny bit of effort, like about the touch of a feather, just about that much effort, just barely enough to feel the breath at all, and settle into that tiny amount of effort. Nice. Yeah, the field just got nicer. Some of you are still using more effort than is needed. If you're not 100% sure you're at the minimum effort needed, drop back to zero. Stay there for a moment. And then if there isn't any breath awareness, just the teeniest, tiniest increment of effort. Just really, really almost none at all. That's feeling better. That's a more relaxed field. Good. Yeah, I'm probably 80-90% energy awareness now. Okay, so that's a great start with that invocation. So now we're ready for the next one. This is where you'll ask to be one with the absolute peacefulness that you are. So if you'd like to do that, then repeat after me, Spirit that I am, please make me one with the absolute peace that I am. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Alrighty, let the words go, please. On this invocation, we use a different focus. We use the awareness of peacefulness itself. So just notice if you're feeling any peacefulness at all in your body. And relax into that peacefulness, however little it may be. Just really pay attention to it. But again, with that light feather touch, using barely enough energy to feel the peacefulness at all. The peacefulness is intelligent divine consciousness. It knows you're noticing it. It's very happy that you are. Its response is to give you even more peacefulness. So just notice the peacefulness as it is. You're not trying to make it any different. But just relax and let the peacefulness increase on its own. Just keeping your attention resting gently on this peaceful feeling. And bit by bit, it's like you become the peacefulness. You're not a being experiencing peacefulness external to yourself. It's like you are peace. And as that starts to get stronger, just relax into that peacefulness fully. Let it saturate you. Let you saturate it. And you're going to get so blended, eventually you won't even be able to tell where you end and the peace begins. It'll all be just integrated. Okay, let's have less effort in the field. I invite you for just a moment to drop to no effort at all. Relax. Just be. So if you feel the peacefulness at zero effort, stay at zero, please. If you do not feel the peacefulness at zero effort, then once again, at that touch of a feather level of effort, barely enough to feel the peacefulness. That's more like it. Good job, guys. You could do even less. Try a little less effort than that. That's more spacious. Good. The nature of the work is the less effort you can spend to get the awareness, the better. The less effort you're putting forth, the easier it is for the divine to saturate you. Yeah, that's nice. So now you may feel pretty floaty, very light. You may have a strong awareness of your energy body. And so a lot of us have merged with the higher self. Just relax into that awareness of yourself as a being of pure energy. Peaceful. It takes no effort at all. You just are it. It is you. There's no difference. In this state, there actually isn't any mental chatter or challenging emotion. Those things simply don't even arise. It's very peaceful. And you feel yourself as a being of energy. There's no boundary to you. If you notice that vastness, you'll discover it doesn't have an ending point. It's like you're everything. So just relax into this beingness for just a moment. For some of you, this is a new experience. I invite you to relax into it. please know that your higher self will only give you as much as you're ready for. Just the right amount every time. So some of you are feeling a little fearful. There's a sense of wanting to filter or regulate or control the incoming energy. That's not necessary. Your higher self has it under control. You don't have to. So I invite you really just to give it a try. Just relax. Let the energy come in as it will. Let your higher self manage it for you. It's way good at this. Way better than your ego will ever be. Just relax and let the energy do as it will. The only energy we have in this space is high vibration, benevolent energy. You are safe in this container. It's okay to relax and open to this beautiful divinity. Yeah, just relax. Let it come in. Those of you who are already in the awakened state, thank you for holding the space to help these newer people relax into it as well. Thank you for your beautiful service. We definitely are all co-creating this together. Thank you for doing your part. That's better. So most of us, if not all of us, are now having that oneness experience of this being pure, peaceful energy floating in an etheric space. So this is your higher self, the energy being that created the human part of you. And it's been aware of you the whole time. It sends down intuitive flashes to guide you. It's always with you. And now you're it. Yeah, sweet energy. Well done, guys. Let's just rest here for a moment, relaxing into our divinity, at least this level of our divinity. Well done. So the next invocation will ask that your higher self come down and merge with your human self. Before we do this one, I have to tell you just a little bit of information. The best way to describe this is with a metaphor. The metaphor is driving a car. Your ego, instead of being behind the wheel, is sliding to the passenger seat. And your divine is going to drive. Your ego is safe. If it doesn't like the divine's driving, it can take the wheel anytime. And just like that, ego's back in control. This process is instantly reversible at any time. The ego can take control back at a whim. So you egos who are not sure about releasing this kind of control to the higher self, just know that you can grab it right back if you want it. There are certain benefits that you only get, to my knowledge, in embodied awakening. I can name four. First, your daily reality has much more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Second, everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Third, instead of having to figure things out so much, you just know what to do through intuition. And finally, lots more bliss. So if that sounds good, then we'll invoke it now. Repeat after me if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Whoa, nice shift in the field. So follow this with passive breath awareness. We've returned to the physical body now, so breath awareness is where it's at right now. Don't control the breath, just let it come and go as it will. Same guidelines as I gave you earlier. Just relax, let the energy move itself. Keep your attention wherever the awareness of the physical breath is strongest. Play with that effort level. Try zero and see if any breath awareness remains. If you've lost all breath awareness at zero, then again, use that teeny tiny amount of effort to get the breath awareness back, just barely. That's feeling good, right there. Hold on. Relax, let the energy move. So your higher self is now coming in through your crown chakra and saturating your body, filling every cell with its essence to the degree that you are ready for it. It will never overwhelm you. It's monitoring you very carefully and very constantly, just giving you exactly as much of this beautiful energy as you will be served by. No more, no less. Again, use zero effort or just barely minimal effort to feel breath. We've got a lot of beautiful saturation happening. The energy is getting so strong, there may be short periods now where I don't speak. Everything's fine, I'm still present. Just relax into breath if there's silence. Many of us have hit embodied awakening now. If you're there, just relax and hold that space. That'll make it easier for everyone else to catch up. Once again, we all co-create this energy together. Just give it your best shot here. Relax. Let your higher self saturate you with itself. A few people are getting cleaned up, so if you're feeling a little bit of heavy or challenging energy in your field, and also noticing that it's flushing out your arms or your feet, just know that your higher self is finding it necessary to do a bit of cleanup before it can really come in all the way. It will do only the minimum needed to get you into this base level embodied awakening. Yeah, that's feeling really nice now. Well done, guys. So, just notice what's happening for you. You may notice some awareness of your physical body. You may also notice a lot of awareness of the part of you that's just energy. inside and around the physical body. Okay, so if you have attained embodied awakening, four things will be simultaneously true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. Just notice if all four things are true for you. Yeah, getting nicer still. Notice if the consciousness hearing me is different than it was before. Most of you have got your divine self hearing me now. And at the end of this call, I will tell you how to maintain this state day in and day out. But for now, we have one more invocation that we can use. To lead into it, here is a question. If I'm right, and you can do all you need to do in this state, which would you rather have moving forward? A life that feels more like this, or a life that feels more like it has felt until now? If you'd rather feel like this, then we have one more invocation we're going to do. This will ask that your main awareness remain with your higher self from now on, while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world. If that sounds like a good idea, you can repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please place my main awareness in my peaceful light body from now on, while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world. Relax, allow the energy to move. Just relax, let all that happen. Feel breath. Good, well done. And now the merging into group ecstatic consciousness has already begun. So notice the state you're in, if you are in fact in embodied awakening. And again, the way you know that is there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, it's peaceful and it's effortless. So notice if that's your personal experience within your body. Just notice that there's an awareness beyond your own personal energy. There is a vast field of peaceful energy that is being created by everyone who is on this call live and everyone who will ever listen to it after the fact. It's all the same field in real time in your own experience. Relax and just allow yourself to merge into that field. There's nothing you have to do. It just happens if you're aware of the field at all. That awareness will arise spontaneously. You'll just notice that you're aware of more than just your personal field. In fact, it's quite common in this work to be dual conscious, part of you holding awareness in the physical body, part of you blended into the group field. Both parts aware, sort of like parallel processing. I invite you to relax and let that arise if it wants to. It's not mandatory. So just relax. If your awareness is mostly physical, then relax into the physical breath. If your awareness is mostly energetic, then just relax into awareness of this beautiful blended field, which is not just us humans, all these divine allies I called in are here, other beautiful beings are present. It's really lovely. Relax and let yourself be the entire field. Nice shift right there. That was sweet. Still is. Relax into that right there. And I may be silent for a bit, just relax into the field. okay, now I'm aware of us slowly starting to transition more into our physical bodies again. Allow the awareness to move itself. The appropriate amount will remain in the blended field. The appropriate amount will remain in your embodied awakening. Let your higher self put things in their optimal situation. Once again, notice a little bit more of your awareness shifting into the physical body. And yet it doesn't feel like solid matter anymore. The physical body now feels like energy. And that's how it always feels and is perceived by the higher self, which is energetic energy, of course. Well done. Feels like we've settled down again. So I invite you now to open your eyes, if you wish. If anyone has any questions or comments, you're welcome to either type something into the chat window if you're live, or you're welcome simply to unmute yourself and speak if you wish. We have quite a few live callers, it looks like. We've got 14 at the moment, so if anyone is called to share their experience or ask a question, this would be an ideal moment for that. And I'll continue just to rest in this beautiful field and give someone a chance to speak or type if they want to. By the way, notice the shift in the field as people start engaging their mental energy to decide if they want to share anything. There's just a particular energy of the mental field that is getting a little stronger. I've often gotten feedback after these calls that they were just too deep in the energy to really talk or write, and that's perfectly fine too. If you're listening to this call or watching it later as a recording, you're always welcome to reply to my announcement emails and give me feedback if you wish. It's a sweet field. So, as a final check, open your eyes, look around the space you're in. So, the question is, with your eyes open, do you still feel your divinity? Do you still feel the blended field that you're still part of? At first, it can be tricky to feel that much with your eyes open. It can feel a little overwhelming sometimes, but with practice, you'll get to where you can do it eyes open, if you can't do that already. Yeah, sometimes with my energy super strong, my eyes just start rolling back in my head, and that's all I can do to keep them looking forward. Okay, looks like we got a quiet crew tonight, and that's okay. I'm just going to make sure that my computer sound is up like it needs to be. Yeah, my sound is fine, so just no one's talking. Beautiful. Okay, so looks like we have one of our briefer calls of this nature tonight. This process has gone 2 hours at times, but we're still clocking under an hour, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with a shorter recording that more people can get to. And a quality experience instead of just a long one. So I'm going to briefly tell you how to learn more about this. If you go to my site, astroshaman.com, the full instructions for the invocations are there. You would just go to the word invocations, which is the last word on the menu bar, and click that or tap it. It'll take you to a page that previews two different blog posts. The first one with the meditating figure is about the embodied awakening invocation, which is what we've been doing the whole cycle. And if you click into that image and get into the actual post, right below the post there will be a yellow rectangle and it says free MP3. And that links to a 12-minute, roughly, recording of me telling you how to maintain this every day, if you wish to. I'll just tell you right now the bottom line instruction, which is first thing each morning, as soon as you think about it, just do the embodied awakening refresher. That's simply the 8 words spoken to the higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And then rest in passive breathing and let that come to you. And a lot of people say it takes 5-10 seconds once they get the hang of it. And it immediately puts them in that embodied awakened state. You have full functionality, by the way. You can still think, you can still emote. All of your capabilities are there, but the static's gone. And the static, you could say, is replaced with the ecstatic. And everything's better, literally, in embodied awakening. There is no downside. And as good as it feels when it first kicks in, it gets better and better over time. My motto now, instead of saying it never gets better than this, I always say it always gets better than this. Because it's true. So there's a lot more on how to maintain this embodied awakening state on that post with the meditating figure. If you'd like to, after you click the word invocations, there's another post too. It has an image of a crying woman. And it's called Your Negative Reactions, Golden Opportunities for Clearing and Awakening, I believe is the title. And it goes into the healing invocation, which is really handy to partner with this awakening, embodied awakening invocation. Because even after you're in this awakened state, still you'll get triggered, you'll get catalyzed, stuff will come up to be cleared. And this healing invocation shows you how to flush that. Or more accurately, how to have your higher self clear it for you. So that's really lovely. So all that info is free online. And feel free to check that out if you have not already. And if you haven't read it in a while, then maybe read it again. It could be a good refresher. If you have any questions about any of this, you're always welcome to reply to my emails. I imagine you're getting my emails if you're here, either my main newsletter or you're getting the... If you're a member of Awakening Plus, you're getting that information. Just reply to an email if you have any questions. I'm happy to help you out if I can. Answering any questions. And that's mostly it for tonight. Last call for any questions. Oh, there is something. It says, thank you, great session from Deborah. Thanks, Deborah. Those who are here in real time, today is Monday, and... I'm excited that around noon Wednesday here, Makisla's going to come back home. We're going to pick her up, bring her back home. We got the house set up for her. She's having an amazing post-stroke recovery, and she's really happy to be coming home. And she looks forward to getting back on these calls when she can as a co-presenter. So I think that's it. If you are on this call live and would like to be involved in Awakening Plus, which is the group. Of course, anyone can get on the live calls, or most of them anyway, for free, but there's an archive of over 200 calls, and they're super juicy. And if you want to be able to dig into that archive of all sorts of events that involve awakening or healing or merging with group consciousness, helping the Earth evolve, you're welcome onto that. Which reminds me, someone also wrote, what fantastic news, she has a lovely synergy, oh, referring to Makisla, yeah. She does. it's always good to give back. indigenous cultures understand that you can't take without giving back in order to maintain balance. So let's do a good service here. We have this beautiful field we've created, and it's still here. So let's offer it out to all other beings. We're going to do this a little differently than we normally do, but this is what the guidance is right now. If you wish, just go along with me here. Allies, we have created a beautiful field of energy together. Thank you for helping us co-create this. We ask you now radiate the good energy of this field out and send it to all beings who will be served by receiving it. So it is. And the energy is going out now. There's nothing you have to do. Just relax and just feel what's happening. The energy is moving itself. In spiritual work like this, the more you give back, the more you receive again. Because what you're sending to is you. And the individualized experience of you is benefited, and it does get back every time it gives like this. In fact, you may notice even as the energy is going out to all the beings whom it can serve, you yourself are feeling even more wonderful, a little more ecstatic. Because in the very act of giving, the divine gives back to you in that very moment. It's really lovely. Okay, before we close the mesa, I'm going to sing the chant that Amma the Hugging Saint closes her events with. If you know it, feel free to sing along. I'm going to sing it 9 times exactly the same.
After I yawn.
Sukhino bhavantu loka somasta 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 sukhino somasta sukhino bhavantu loka somasta sukhino bhavantu loka somasta sukhino Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Lovely. Okay, just relax and close your eyes while I close the mesa.
Pachamama Mamakiya. We're
Allies, thank you so much for supporting us. So grateful to you. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I personally ask that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. So if you'd like to join me in closing the work, you can hold your hands about a foot apart in front of your heart. And I'm going to say a few words, and then I'll count to three, and then after three, we can all clap together and seal the work. Allies, as we close, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us say, and to whom? One, two, three. Alrighty, that's that. Thank you so much for joining me. The energy was super sweet tonight. So grateful to every single one of you who came. And I wish all of you many blessings. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you can find out more at awakeningplus.com. And of course, you probably know about me already. All my stuff's on astroshaman.com. So thanks so much. I hope you have a lovely everything. And I look forward to the next time we're together. Bye-bye.